Hey, it's Errol, and this is Vocal Defrag. Vocal defragging is giving yourself permission to ask yourself the questions. Stop running to other people. They don't know anything. They haven't lived in your shoes. They don't look at you in the mirror. Ask yourself the questions and start building a better creative path in your own life. I do a journalized version of defrag where I'm asking the question and questioning the answers. I don't like the answers all the time, but I don't stop asking the questions. It helps me shape what is going to be, and it keeps me away from a past that I can never change. The vocal defrag gives us the opportunity to listen to your pitch, volume, and tone, to hear your personalized emotions and what makes you angry, what makes you sad, or what makes you victorious. There are so many different things that are going on in our personal lives, but if we don't document the true emotions, then it becomes the interpretation. This is Vocal Defrag. I've been waiting to talk about this one. I mean, a few days. It was given to me maybe 3-4 days ago, but for some reason, I had to write down this one word in order to remind myself that we need to talk about this because it deals with everybody. But I've been waiting. That word, waiting. W-A-I-T-I-N-G. How many times have you found yourself in a position of waiting? And eventually, time runs out. That could have been enough time for you to do something different, to learn something about where you want to be, but you chose to wait. Let me give you a good example of why this came to me. I usually leave my house to go to the essential job at 1:20 in the afternoon, not 1:15, not 1:05, not 1:25. Yeah, 1:20. It's got to say 1:20 on the clock. But what do I do before 1:20? I wait. I wait to leave. Sure, I do a defrag journal. Sure, I'll do some show prep for the podcasts. But I'm waiting. Take away everything that you're doing and really identify what the situation is. I'm waiting to leave. What could I have done better? How could I have grown in a stronger direction? Because once I get in the car, I'm like everybody else. I'm frumpy. I'm not in the mood. I don't want to go do. But maybe an hour and a half earlier, I had that energy. That's the reason why I take a transition walk every single day through this beautiful forest in South Charlotte, North Carolina, because I'm trying to understand the several layers of this transition. But once I get home, what do? I wait. Even when we do our live performances, the show may start at 7 o'clock, but I get there at 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I use the excuse, well, look, I just want to make sure all the equipment is working. And then we wait. So I ask you, what are you waiting for? And why do you put yourself in a position of going through so many transitions during that moment of waiting? Why do you wait to the last minute to do something when in fact you could have a smoother, better life and style if you could just plan just a little bit better? It doesn't have to be an overnight sensation. Just plan a little bit better. I always look at a stage when I go to, let's say, the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center here in Charlotte, or I go to the Spectrum Arena to see a band perform. That stage was put together by an entire team of professionals. Your life, your heart, the way you think, you know what? You're not only the CEO of Me Incorporated, but you're also the roadie. You're also the doctor that's going to help you get healed. So why not start asking questions and questioning those answers and learn how to build a better, stronger you? And I think that the word waiting is one of the stumblers. It's the one thing that gets in the way of everything that you want to move out of the way. The mountain, the valley floors. What are you waiting for? Start walking. Start building. Start dreaming. But wait, don't just dream a thought. Activate the dream. Take the chance. Put yourself in a position of really getting yourself involved. What are you waiting for? If you don't jump, if you don't move, you're going to be caught at the end of the waiting. And you're not going to get that time back. You've got to ask the questions and question the answers. And the answers may not come to you like right now. Really, it may not. Your answer may take 3 or 4 days. Like I said, talking about this very subject came to me 4 days ago. I've waited 4 days to sit down or go on this walk with me in this forest in South Charlotte, North Carolina, to talk to you about waiting. It is the wall. It is the elephant in the room. It is the problem. They always say, have patience, you're going to get a better picture in the end, when in reality, sometimes we just set it aside and blame it on procrastination. Waiting. Ask the questions, question the answers. I'm Errol, and that's Vocal Defrag.